This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny with warm temperatures. It's a perfect day to be outside, especially in Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, expect a gentle breeze throughout the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Iran retains access to 30 missile sites along the Strait of Hormuz. Australia will join a defensive naval mission led by France and the UK. Lebanon says 13 people were killed in the south on Tuesday by Israeli forces. Also, Walla reveals that a German prosecutor's complaint against an Israeli youth has been closed. Meanwhile, a Palestinian organization has filed a lawsuit against the prosecutor. Also, this hour, I-24 News notes that the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a ceasefire, collaborating once with Israel. Separately, Forward highlights that the EU has sanctioned Israeli settlers over violence in the West Bank. This follows Hungary's recent political shifts. And finally, JNS reports a grassroots call among Jewish leaders for a boycott of the New York Times. This follows accusations by the Israeli Foreign Ministry of biased reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports that international peace negotiator Naomi Bar Yaakov comments on increasing Israeli pressure for more military action against Iran, despite ongoing talks. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, notes that U.S. intelligence assessments reveal Iran has regained operational access to most of its missile sites along the Strait of Hormuz. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, criticizes the New York Times for echoing political messages that vilify Israel and praise Iran, suggesting an economic ecosystem supports this bias. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Iran's access to the missile sites is a significant development. This comes amid rising tensions in the region. Australia's decision to join the naval mission signals a broader international response. The implications for shipping and regional security are profound. Turning to Walla's coverage, the lawsuit against a German prosecutor by a Palestinian organization highlights ongoing legal battles in Europe over Middle East conflicts. This case could influence how European courts handle such complaints in the future. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports the UAE's strikes on Iran. These occurred before and after a ceasefire agreement, with one joint operation with Israel. This reflects deepening alliances against Iran. The regional power balance remains in flux. The Forward reports the EU's sanctions on Israeli settlers. This action follows Hungary's political changes and reflects EU frustration over settler violence. This could impact EU-Israel relations significantly. Finally, JNS covers Jewish leaders' call for a boycott of the New York Times. This reflects growing frustration with perceived media bias. The boycott could affect the newspaper's relationship with the Jewish community. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Karen Danziger, CEO of Pagaya's Israel Investment Funds, stated that services replaceable by AI prompts will lose their competitive edge. This was at a tech conference in New York. The implications for tech sectors are significant as AI continues to evolve. Separately, Walla Business highlights ongoing clashes between Israel's Minister of Finance and the governor as the dollar exchange rate plummets. The economic impact is causing concern among policymakers and the public. And finally, Globes reports that India has signed a $1.1 billion deal with Israel Aerospace Industries. This deal will convert Boeing 767 aircraft into tanker transport aircraft, showcasing strong defense ties between India and Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.